100.3. It's Q Mornings with Opie and Karina. 625, going to be sunny today at a high of 89.
So I'm convinced that in the South, we have our own language. And that if you leave the South, things are called something completely different that I don't even know how to pronounce or spell.
Okay.
Because according to Scripps Spelling Bee, which is, I think, starting next week, these are some of the hardest words in the English language. Oh. These are some words that they give these kids.
And they're hard to spell.
Huh. Okay. They're hard to say.
Oh.
I don't even know how to say. So I've got the pronunciations on these. I just don't know if I'm putting the right emphasis on the right syllable, you know.
I understand.
So here's a couple of these for you that I want to give you. Clayfouti.
Clayfouti. Do you want me to spell this?
Yes, spell it.
C-L-A-Y.
Okay.
F-U.
Watch yourself.
T-I?
No.
No.
C-L-A.
Yeah.
F-O-U-T-I.
Oh, F-O-U.
Yeah. F you too. I'm just kidding.
If someone tuned in right there, well, what are they arguing about? Why is Karina saying that to Opie?
We're not arguing.
No.
We're trying to spell a word.
I know.
A dessert consisting of a layer of fruit, such as cherries, topped with batter and baked.
Sounds delicious.
Right? But in the South, that's a cobbler. Okay. Oh, yeah. C-O-B-B-L-E-R. What the heck is a clayfouti? What is that? All right. Here's the Hawaiian word.
Oh, dear. Okay.
It's ali'i. I think I'm pretty sure that was a character on
Moana. Ali'i?
Ali'i.
Like Prince Ali'i?
In the South, he's the prince on Aladdin.
A-L-A-L.
No, you're way off.
A-H-L?
No.
Ali'i?
A-A-L-I-I.
A-A what?
L-I-I.
Ali.
It's an ornamental shrub or small tree of tropical to subtropical regions, narrow glossy leaves, blah, blah, whatever.
I think Hawaiian words are so pretty.
They are pretty,
but they're spelled very pretty. I can't spell them.
Here's one. Mm-hmm. Combing.
Like your hair?
Nope.
Oh.
The raised frame around a hatchway, skylight, or other opening in the deck of a ship to prevent water from running below.
Combing.
Yes.
Is there a silent B?
No.
Oh, okay.
There is a silent letter, but it ain't a B.
Is it a K?
No. Is it a K? No, because it's still combing. Come on, Karina.
I don't know if it was like, you know, C-K-O-M.
Like knife?
I'm not even going to try. What is
C-O-A-M-I-N-G.
Combing.
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 All right, here's the last one.
Okay,
this is the one we asked Siri about, and she didn't even know.
Yeah, no.
Zenaida.
Starts with a Z.
Yep.
I-E-E-Z-E.
Yes.
Z-E-N.
Yes.
I-
Nope.
Zenaida. Zenaida. Z-E-N-Z-A-I. What letters right there?
Z-E-N.
Zenai would be an I.
No, I think you said it right the first time. Z-E-N-A-I.
A-I. Zenaida.
There. Yes!
Yes!
Wow!
Woo!
You are ready, girl.
Zenaida.
Actually, I'm not supposed to hit the ding.
Because no,
if you hit the ding,
that's
a bad thing. Sorry. It's any bird of a genus of tropical American pigeons.
Jeez.
That has had one species reaching the West Indies and formerly the Florida coast and one occurring in the southwestern United States. What?
Yeah, I'm nothing without spell check. I misspelled cheese in middle school. I can't. I lost the spelling bee on cheese.
How did you spell cheese?
I think with one E.
Chez?
Chez. I did. Give me some Chez.
Give me some Chez. Yeah. I like the Swiss Chez.
Some Swiss Chez.
Well, good luck to these kids when they start the spelling bee because
it's fascinating to watch. So yeah, good luck to you. Hopefully you get some of those words.
Yeah.
And then I'll know how to spell them.
How about Bewusstseinslage?
Yep. Nope. Nope.
B-E-W-U-S-S-T-S E-I-N-L-A-G-E.
N-O-P-E. Nope.
6:30, it's Opie and Karina. If this is kind of uttered in your relationship, if you're dating, not necessarily married, this doesn't, I don't think, apply to many married people, but if you're dating and the person says, somebody in the relationship says this, is that relationship doomed? Mm-hmm. And what does it mean? That's coming up in 6 minutes.